Welcome to the League of Melanated Gentlemen podcast. I'm Spencer, and I'm one of your hosts on this podcast. And today, as is usually the case, I'm joined by the other two members of the League of Melanated Gentlemen who have come here to step into our comfort zone and then step out of our comfort zone today.
Sir, this is Brennan.
The name is Jordan. Remember it. I got the reference. Episode 5.
Oh, X-Men? Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right. Think the accent needs work.
But. It does. It's a little rough.
That's okay. Well, Jordan's going to tell you about some stuff because you have to know where you can find us, where you can communicate with us, where you can contact us, where you can interact with us. And Jordan has those answers for you if you're not already a part of it.
Yeah, so, you know, the year is 2024 and, you know, everyone and their mama is on social media. And so are we. So you can find us at the LMG podcast, or you can find us at the League of Melanated Gentlemen. And that is all on Twitter. That is on Facebook. That is on Instagram. And that is on YouTube. That is everywhere you can find us. We are always in our Facebook group talking. We're having conversations. You can always DM us on Instagram if you want to, you know, comment on anything that just happened. And yeah, I mean, that is where you kind of check in with us, and that's where you'll find us at. And then don't forget to rate and review us on any of the streaming platforms that you use. And yeah, that's everything. So of course we have scheduling updates on Mondays. Of course we drop, you know, the regular podcast feed, and of course it's, you know, you listen to it on a Monday. So yeah, you know what day is it on. And on Tuesday we have LMG Presents Marvel Multiverse RPG. That is the Marvel Multiverse RPG podcast that myself and the other hosts are kind of going through. So if you like to listen to a little fantasy and a little role play action, be sure and check that one out. And then we have on Wednesday, we have Wrestling with Worldwide Willis. That's Brandon's wrestling podcast where he reviews all the latest and greatest in the things of the universe of wrestling. There's always something going over there that I find out, you know. I always see Brandon posting about something wrestling. So I feel like he is the one who kind of keeps me involved with what's going on. I see the highlights, really. And then, of course, this week we have DC Animation with Spencer and Friends. That is Spencer's review podcast where he reviews all of the DC animated movies. Spencer, what movie is on the docket for this week?
This week we will be reviewing Batman and Harley Quinn.
So yeah, Batman, Harley Quinn team up to take down, or, you know, go down on some certain villains.
Wow. All right. Already.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that's everything we have for the podcast. And I think let's talk about some news. Let's talk about what's going on in the world. We kind of got some random news that's just kind of going on in the world. We thought it'd be a good time to kind of update the people. We don't always talk about trailers or news or rumors or anything like that. But sometimes we like to kind of take our time to talk about things. First thing, let's talk about one of the rumors with surrounding the Fantastic Four, more specifically the Silver Surfer. So it has been kind of rumored to that. I don't know if they say they cast it or they're saying that they're thinking about actually doing it.
It's a rumor. It's a rumor casting.
Okay. So yeah, rumor casting. And so we don't put a lot of, you know, faith in rumors, but this one was kind of interesting to talk about. They're saying that they are casting a female Silver Surfer. And I've had this conversation with my cousin, and we kind of have two different stances on it. I'm curious to see how you guys feel about having a female Silver Surfer.
I will say, the more I've looked into it, I think this is, I don't think this is them removing Silver Surfer, who was a male in the comics, and adding in a female. I think in the comic books, I forgot my dude. Is it Norrin?
Norrin Rad.
He has a partner who's a woman who eventually takes on Silver Surfer. And that is who they're going to make her as. So they're going to get out of Norrin Rat and go with the partner, which I don't like, but it's not necessarily a one-to-one, it's not Taskmaster situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think, Spencer?
I'm fine with it because the Silver Surfer is kind of a mantle to me. Like anyone can be given the power cosmic. So like the Silver Surfer can be anybody. So because it's not a situation where they are like making Norrin Rad a female, and it's just somebody else as Silver Surfer, like that's fine. I think that I wouldn't necessarily have a problem with it if they made it Nora Rad or whatever they would do.
I
But
think that's who it is.
I don't think that I don't think it would bother me. I don't think it would bother me, but I'm even less bothered that it's just like that this character actually exists in the comic books as opposed to them just doing a gender swap for the sake of doing a gender swap.
Right. Yeah.
I just wonder if Silver Surfer is going to be the villain. Is Silver Surfer going to be black and British? Because that is that's the model right now. Is a black
Right.
British villain.
No, it's a white one. So,
Okay.
for me, I actually don't mind at all because to me, even if you make Silver Surfer for a female, it doesn't necessarily change the story of Silver Surfer. Because at the end of the day, he is just a guy who's from who protected his planet, and now he just serves as the Herald of Galactus. You can tell the exact same story with a female. She can be, someone that protected her family, her planet, and agreed to go with Galactus to become the next Herald. So, like for me, that doesn't change anything as long as you kind of keep. I enjoy the personality of the Silver Surfer. Like he is almost like he's not dumb, but he's curious about the universe and he wants to kind of protect the universe at the same time. So, like for me, it doesn't change anything. So, like even if they did recast it as a female, for me, it wouldn't be a big deal. But yeah, I was curious to see what you guys actually thought about it. And I mean, I know a lot of people who are just like, nah, we don't want it. Just keep Silver Surfer, man. Like, yeah. But like I said, but now I will say the person that they're talking about potentially would have did it is Julia Gardner, which everyone knows her from Ozark. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I can't get over seeing her face and thinking about her Ozark backcountry accent.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice. I know that she can do other stuff because she was in another like Netflix thing where she had a completely different accent. I think she's American. Like, I don't think she's British, but
Yeah, I think she is. I just looked through. Yeah, she's from New York.
but okay, that's fine. I'll need to see it before I make a decision.
I don't like it for some reason. I only reason I don't like it is because I guess it's just because I'm like I love Silver. So I love that whole like I love Galactus, one of my favorite.
I
I don't
say
even know if he's a villain.
you like all the cosmic stuff, yeah.
So like I love Galactus, love Silver Surfer. Now, does it matter? Like Jordan said, is their dynamic based on like gender? No, obviously not. It's just more of a, I guess just a change. I'm not used to in this particular sense. Now, I did not read the comics when Nora took over the mantle. Every comic I've ever read that had Silver
Her name was
Surfer
actually
in it.
Nora Rad.
No, I think Spencer might have made that up. I'm trying to
Yeah,
find
I was
it.
literally
Her
just making that
name
up.
is. Her name is very similar,
Hang
I will
on,
say.
I'm trying to look up all the heroes of Galactus. So I thought one of them was a female, and I feel like it was
Like
like Firestar or something. Let me try to look
I'll just look up female Silver Surfer.
If that's actually her name, then wow, they need to do better because
Well, it's
they're
probably
kind of lazy.
probably the
But
70s.
yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't think like I said, if they make it like a good story and they kind of keep the personality of Silver Surfer, like I don't mind necessarily female Silver Surfer. But it has to be a good story wise.
I don't know. I think it's a change that we don't necessarily
Because
need. Like, it
if it
just seems
was
like a change just to be changing stuff.
like even if it was a dude, the story would still need to be good. Like
Right.
I'm under the impression that this Silver Surfer being female won't make too much of a difference in the story.
And I
Seems
found,
to me.
actually found I found the female Herald of Galactus, and her name is Nova.
I think
Not
that's
so
it.
not the not, yeah, but it's not the Nova that we know, like, you know, Nova Corps, but it's like she was one of the Hurls, and she's like on fire. That's what she looks like. Her real name is Frankie Ray, but.
I'll have to find because there's a female superstar. I don't know if she was a herald, though. I mean, she would lead the power cosmic, but still, I don't know if she's a herald or
Yeah,
not.
I would say
But
you can, if you look up Nova, Herald of Galactus, it gives you all the images of what she looks like. And she literally looks like a, she looks almost like Silver Surfer, but she's like red and on fire.
I'm
So,
looking up Shala Bell. Look up Shala Ball.
isn't that Silver Surfer's wife?
That's who I think they're talking, who she's going to play.
Hang on, how do you spell Shia LaBeouf?
Shala, Shalla Ball. But I do think, only reason I think it changes the story is because that's a legitimate character. So it's not like they're just, now they could change her story to fit what, you know, the male Super Surfer's character was. It just seems like a change. It's to be changing something. But it might work. It might be something where it legitimately helps the story. I don't see it, but also I'm not part of the
Oh
writer's
yeah.
room. I don't know.
Yeah, that's his wife. Yeah, I remember her from, I just remember I watched a cartoon like all through entirety probably like 7 years ago, and I remember all that.
Pretty good cartoon too.
Yeah. So yeah, it's interesting to see how Marvel is going to proceed with the Fantastic Four. And we already got the cast for the main Fantastic Four, so just kind of see what they choose to go with as far as like side characters, villains, appearances, so I'm curious to
Has
see.
Doctor Doom been named?
No.
Nope. Okay. That's
It's
what
just
I'm
it,
worried about.
yeah, it just seems like they went really conservative with the Fantastic Four. So it's interesting they make this jump with Silver Surfer. So then that now leads me to, like, Spencer, I'm a little worried. Are you going to make a conservative choice for Doctor Doom, or are you going to try to flip some stuff over? You know what I mean? I don't know. They're going to go to the fourth Doctor Doom that we've never heard of that was in some niche comic book. You know what I mean? It seems like
Yeah.
they've been doing that a lot lately where they're
If
like,
it's not Victor Vaughn, then why are we, what are we doing?
that's what I'm saying. Like, it just seems like they've been doing that a lot. Like, let's not pick the character that everyone knows. Let's go to that third version of this,
Obscure.
yeah, character that no one knows. So we can just make up whatever we want.
Which, I mean, I get as far as telling their own unique stories or whatever, but yeah, I think that there are some people who need to be like they need to remain mostly unchanged.
Yeah.
Like, utilize your source material. It's okay to have a white dude. Like
Right.
that it's okay to have a white dude.
Right.
We got white dude actors who would be happy to do it.
That's what, honestly, that's why I think they made this, because there was going to be a lot of white dudes in this movie. There
Yeah, and that's the
was
thing.
going to be
White
one woman.
dudes were writing all of the stories, and white dude, I mean, there were some white dudes who were like, we should probably, spice it up a little bit, but
Yeah.
generally, a lot of white dudes. And so, yes, I see, I understand why they do it. I understand the need for it, and generally, I support it. But, if a good story is told and a character is done well, then it's fine, mostly, in my opinion. There are
Yeah.
some changes, again, that were made that were fine, but there are some changes. It's like, okay, this change was irrelevant because it was not a good story. And then there are some changes that were like, that was a bad decision, like making Johnny Storm black, but Sue's still white. What are we doing?
Boy, 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 that was terrible.
Was like
Yeah.
that didn't make like what why would you do that? So like that's something that like we don't need to see that again, and I don't think we will. But
No, I think they learned it. I think everybody learned a lesson on that one.
Bro,
yeah,
am I reading this right? It says Antonio Banderas is going to be Galactus.
I saw that, but they ha I don't think they've officially announced that.
I need your plan.
I
I hope his accent is different, bro. Like, you gotta do something.
was gonna say, I don't know if he can not do an accent. Like,
Yeah, like
I
it's gonna
think
be the
that accent is locked
suavest
in.
Galactus of all
But Salma Hayek been in the MCU, so
time. It's true.
and that accent ain't go nowhere.
That's true, bro. They ain't gonna be like
Although they need
suave.
Sofia Vergara in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Sofia
So,
Vergara can be Eternity.
right.
But yeah, that's it for the Fantastic Four. What else MCU related do we got some news?
Yeah, so we had the Captain America New World, basically Cap 4. There was like a private trailer shown, footage shown to a crowd, obviously, by Kevin Feige. And the movie's coming out, I think, February next year. And
Okay, Black History Month.
exactly. The premise looks like who's my what's my why am I forget my dude's name? He's replacing Thunder Ross.
Oh, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, Jesus. How did I forget that? Harrison Ford is Thunder Ross, obviously. And now Thunder, like, he's the president now.
Thunderbolt Ross is the president? That's
Thunderbolt
interesting.
Ross, the president. So that's interesting in itself, right?
Yeah.
That means they're militaristic as hell. But basically, it seems as he's, the premise is Thunderbolt Ross is trying to get Cap to help him rebuild the Avengers. So that's, and they said, Kevin Feige basically said, and I feel like they've said this for any action movie, this is going to be like Winter Soldier, you know what I mean? Which, if any movie that has spies or any sort of street fighting, they're going to say that. But this one kind of sounds more like that, just by the premise and the actors and the story so far that we've gotten. So yeah, I heard it's going to be very cameo heavy. I haven't seen, obviously, I haven't seen the footage, but there's rumors that there's a nod to Wolverine, there's a nod to some other stuff, you know. So, and I'm sure maybe we get some X-Men more stuff. Some are saying we're going to get a little bit more X-Men teases in this, since it has to do with like military and like, you know, we know X-Men is heavy into government and politics and
Yeah.
all that stuff.
And that seems like something Thunderbolt Ross would have an agenda on.
Yeah, like keep them
It,
out,
like
keep the mutants out.
the whole Sokovia Accords, like he wants registration, and that's gonna
Exactly.
include mutants.
Right. So it definitely makes sense. But the premise of getting the Avengers back together is very interesting to me, because I'm like, we ain't got a ton left, and it opens up for new characters that they've been, you know, grooming up, you know.
Well, I figured that, like, when you said that he was trying to restart the Avengers, I was like, oh, yeah, because there's a second generation of folk that have been built up for a second. Like, that's, yes.
It's interesting, too. A black dude is actually directing it, too. His name is Julius Ohna. He did Cloverfield Paradox, which that was the only Cloverfield I didn't watch. And he did some movie called Lucy. I don't think I know that one, but. Yeah,
The
that's
Lucy
interesting.
with Scarlett Johansson? Maybe.
I think that is it.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I did see that one then. No. It's not that movie. It's a 2019 movie.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But yeah, it sounds good. I remember when we were talking about like what MCU movie you're most excited for. We did a whole thing. Like, this movie has always been on my top of my list, just because, you know, it fits right in a bag I like. And I'm thinking that now that it's street level, there's a lot more stuff you can do. You can add more people into it. Because if you think about it, most of the sec well, I was going to say a lot of the second generation are more street level. When you think of Hawkeye and, you know what I mean? Some others.
Kamala,
Yeah, Kamala. I don't know. Is she street?
stature.
Yeah, exactly. New
Kamala,
Black Widow.
I think Kamala is street level, but they tried to like put too many stakes in her show.
Yeah, she should
But
stay street level, go
yeah,
back to street level.
she should absolutely be street level. Like
Yeah.
street level makes sense for her. Like that's kind of her thing.
Yeah, Ironheart, like it seems like it's more street level, so that'll be fun to see who shows up, you know.
I'm wondering if we will see, because nobody knows who Spider-Man is, so I'm wondering if we're going to see some of that.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even, have they even worked on those deals yet?
I
Because
think,
I
I
don't think I've heard
mean, they said
anything,
they're
but
working on Spider-Man 4.
did they? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's going to show up in the Sonyverse, but he's for sure showing up in another MCU movie. They did. Oh, I did hear a mention of Hulk is going to show up in this movie somewhere.
I was about to say, I remember now they said, what's his name with the big head? The leader. The leader's supposed to show back up in this. He was in The
Okay.
Incredible Hulk. And I remember his head started to get kind of big, but I remember every time I rumors that he's going to also be in this movie.
Okay. I see it. Definitely see it. Yeah, it just, again, stuff like that. Like,
So if
it's
they
just a lot to work with.
Showed a trailer recently, that must mean a trailer is going to be coming out, I would say, relatively soon. Because if it comes out in February, I would say summertime is probably when we're going to probably see a
Yeah,
trailer.
the first one. Yeah, I
Yeah,
think
like a
so.
tease, like a teaser. Yeah.
That sounds right.
I would assume that they will show the trailer for this when Deadpool comes out. If Deadpool comes out soon. Is Deadpool
Comes
supposed
out,
to
what
come
is
out
that?
soon? June
Summer?
7th, I think.
Yeah. It's a good
So
point.
they
I
either
would
show,
assume.
yeah, then on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Trying to
That'd
be
be a good day to do
patriotic.
it. Yeah,
During
for
the
sure.
NBA Finals.
Thanks.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be like the perfect time almost.
Yeah. Look at us.
We'll
You
see what
know?
happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all definitely locked in on that one. We definitely gonna see it.
Oh,
Sure.
yeah. According to the internet, Deadpool is supposed to come out July 26th.
Oh, July. I thought it was June for some reason.
I think it
Why did I
was
think
going to
June
be
7th?
June. And I'm glad because June going to be heavy with stuff.
Heavy.
Like,
Jeez.
folks, we will have plenty to talk to you about in June.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in some DC news, and this isn't really news, it's just like eventually. In the Tomorrowverse, which is the current like multi-movie animated universe that DC has right now, Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 1 was released in January, and that means that pretty soon it should be on streaming.
Okay.
Now, Mac's been on that bullshit.
Wait, where did it
I
come
will
out
not
at?
lie. On DVD and
Yeah,
Blu-ray. Okay.
straight to VHS.
So, yeah, it came out for purchase or a physical copy. Got to give time to generate some revenue, some monies, and then it will go to the streaming. I know that Larry and I are like, all right, come on. Let's go. But hopefully we get that pretty soon. But this is I mean, based on the track record of like when the purchasable comes out and then when it gets on streaming, like we're in about the pocket. I'm thinking end of this month, maybe next month sometime. There's no hard release date for when it will hit the streaming services, but I'm assuming it will happen pretty soon.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then the last thing is today, actually, as the time is recording, they dropped a trailer for Transformers 1, which is the brand new Transformers movie. This time they're going with the animated movie. And to be honest, I don't think this trailer is going to be like, I don't think this movie, I don't think it's going to be geared towards adults. This one seems very almost kid friendly. And I'm gonna be honest, I watched the trailer and I was very, very disappointed, not only with the voice cast, but just like with the way the movie looked, the directions they chose to go with. If I told y'all that, y'all wouldn't even be able to guess. Oh, I don't even know where to start. Optimus Prime is Chris Hemsworth.
I've heard that.
Megatron is Brian Tyree Henry,
That's
Paperboy.
interesting.
Alita One is Scarlett Johansson. Alpha Trine, Lawrence Fishburne, John Hamm is sitting in the prime. It's like, and then, dude, Keegan-Michael Key is Bumblebee. And I'm like, yo, this is such a random cast.
It's very,
Bumblebee.
that's, I don't know.
Okay.
That's what they do for kids movies, though.
That's what
They
I'm
just
saying. Like, I
throw
think
people at it.
this is more geared towards kids for sure. And like, the story is they are following Megatron and Optimus Prime before they even became enemies. They were best friends and they have different names. Like, they don't even transform yet. Like, they don't do any of that stuff yet. And then in the trailer, you see them finally sort of transform. But it's just like, yeah, this is one of the ones I'm gonna wait till it hits streaming. This is I'm not going to the theaters for this one.
Yeah, I remember seeing the little like posts. I haven't seen the trailer, but I saw the little poster, and I saw the animation. I was like, "That's the stuff they've been doing on Netflix for a decade already." You
Dude,
know what I mean?
no, this is real. That's real talk.
Yeah,
Like,
like,
honestly, I think the one on Netflix looks better.
right. That's what I was like when I saw the animation and style, like very sleek. I was like, "Oh yeah, they've been doing that on Netflix for the longest time. They got like six different series over there." So I was just like, I'm gonna watch it. I'll watch, like you said, probably streaming. I hope it's good. Like, I always hope anything Transformers is good, but I was hoping we got, like, we've been asking for a Cybertron. And maybe this is
Yeah.
touches that, but it's a little, it seems a little more lightweight, you know?
Nah, yeah, this is a little more. I ain't gonna lie. When I watched the trailer, so before they had Chris Hemsworth, and at the time, I didn't realize it was Brian Tyree Henry. Bro, if y'all Google, just Google Transformer 1, and you'll kind of see Brian Tyree Henry. Bro, I thought he was somebody's auntie. I'm not even gonna lie.
What?
I was like, just Google a picture. Just Google Transformer 1, go to images, and you'll see it like images of him and Chris Hemsworth like sitting next to each other. I thought he was somebody's auntie. I'm not even gonna lie. I was like, why they got a female doing Megatron's voice? And then like I was like looking, I was like, oh, he done lost weight. Like he looked different from when I just saw him in Godzilla. I was like, he looked completely different.
Got that Hollywood money in. Changed.
Nah, for real, but it's a and I'm gonna be honest, man. Peter Cullen is still alive. Just get Peter Cullen to do Transform. I mean, not Transform. Just get him to do Optimus Prime and
But
get
that,
a old dude to do Megatron. Just stay right there. Just get the voice.
I mean, you can't have a younger version being all deep ass voice.
Why not? Young people got deep voices all the time.
Bro, he's supposed to be younger versions of this. In the beginning. Da da
Nah.
da. Like, no, you can't be. That makes no sense.
Let me just say this about that. I did not think that the newest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would be as good as it was. And I was very impressed with how good it was going in thinking that it would be, a pretty okay kids movie. So I'm going to give this a chance because I have been pleasantly surprised before.
Yeah.
I got see. Did y'all see Auntie Paperboy?
Yeah,
I
I
did.
saw. I mean, he got dressed to the side, this dude.
Yeah, like the asymmetrical twists aren't. I mean, he's still got a beard,
Right.
so he didn't look like an auntie. But
Bro, when I saw him in the trailer, I was like, "Who is this? Who's this lady?"
this dude.
Terrible.
It's wild, bro.
That was
But,
just not the paper boy I'm used to seeing.
yeah, I mean, I understand that, Spencer. That makes sense. The animation is what threw me up initially. Obviously, it's movie budget, so it's going to be a step above Netflix, but it was just like, and then when the cast, I mean, Ninja Turtles did the exact same thing, getting random people to play random characters, but at least the characters fit. Like, they got kids, you know? A little lesser known kids, so I'm hoping this is good. Like I said, I hope it's one of them I throw on one random day on streaming and like, yo, this is fire. That's what I'm
That's the thing,
hoping.
like I want it to be really good. But I mean, who knows? That's the thing, is like I don't know. There's a possibility that it's surprisingly good. There's a possibility that it's trash, but it will probably be in between. The director, he's done Toy Story 4. Riley's First Date, which is like, the spinoff thing. And then I guess he's doing Transform, not Trans Toy Story 5.
Okay.
So, oh, apparently he did. Oh, he did Inside Out and Up as well. Okay.
No big deal. All
Yeah,
right.
I had to scroll up a little bit. So, I mean,
Okay.
he got some hits off in there.
Little
Yeah.
resume. Little
Yeah.
resume.
Nice little res.
Yeah,
Little
but
res.
definitely kid oriented.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But, and this is random. I apologize to bring up Power Rangers again. But this is what I'm talking about. You see Transformers, they just put out a movie last year. And they boom, coming right back with a kids movie. Like, you don't have to, not every, like, you can put out different shit. And it, this just makes me jealous of this franchise. Like, they, Transformers is going to find a way to get a buck. They're going to have a show on Nickelodeon. They're going to have a movie. They're going to have an animated movie. They're going to have a Netflix series. You know what I mean? They're going to get your money.
I
They're going
feel
to film toys
like
too.
the Ninja Turtles are the same way. Like I feel
Ninja
like
Turtles, same
the Ninja
way.
Turtles have never gone away. There has always been some version of Ninja Turtles
Paramount,
in
bro.
my life.
Paramount. They own it every time. They're like, oh, y'all. They're like, oh, hold on, let's give it 8 months. All right, let's put out that next thing. All right, let's put out that next thing. You know what I mean? And it's just like Power Rangers shit. We get one series. It's like, that's a wrap. You know what I mean?
Because
One.
even like Sonic has had like
Bro.
animated shows, like they've
Bro.
kept something in the
Bro.
world.
Paramount is smart as hell. They know, okay, we put a movie out. Okay, let's put that animated series out a month after. Boom. All right. Because Sonic got like two animated series out now. You know what I mean? A
And
couple
Knuckles is about
seasons.
to, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like frustrating. It's like, damn, I wish Power Rangers was on Paramount. They'd be racking up money.
No, they really would, because yeah, I don't. It's as long as Power Rangers has been going on, yeah, they should have been had way more stuff than they got.
Yeah,
Bro.
and Power Rangers could easily be putting out video games also.
Bro, they put out these
Like they're
whack
set up
ass.
for it.
Yeah, bro. They put out these whack ass phone video games. It's like, dude, if you just invest, you can kill it.
Yeah, like
But
they could just take the Arkham engine,
yes,
apply it to Power. Like it's easy.
it's not hard, bro. It's just these people who are stupid, and I just want Paramount to buy it, buy the rights. We were held hostage by Saban for so long.
I
They
was
should
gonna say,
write a
who has
letter.
it now?
Shit. It's been, bro, one another
Been
problem.
passed
Power Rangers
around.
get passed around
They've been out here
like a
hold
woman
out,
in,
huh?
yeah, bro.
Like
That's
a what?
the
I'll go ahead and say it. Like a woman what?
bro, it gets passed around, bro.
Ah, so you go ahead and finish your saying. Like a woman what?
No,
You
but
just like
I think it's
a
with
$2 hole.
it's with some company. I forgot what it's called. Something One. It's like a brand new company. But it's almost might sell its rights to somebody else. So who knows? Hopefully Paramount gets it one day.
Okay, because like you, that's a franchise you can milk for.
Oh, for days, bro. They got 30 seasons just off the rip. You could just grab one, do something with it. Grab another one, do something with that. You know. Transformers been rolling with the same niggas for 30 years.
And I'm wondering, like, is it a situation where because of what happened to Tommy, they like just stopped? Or were they
Yeah,
already not doing anything?
I know that's also another problem is they milked the Mighty Morphin thing way too long, but
Yeah,
again,
this is.
same Ninja Turtles lineup been killing for 30 years. Same Transformers lineup been killing for 30 years. Like,
Actually,
I
40,
hate
this
Mighty
year is the
Morphin.
40th anniversary.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Bro, Power Rangers has been around longer than that.
It's tough.
Tough,
Okay.
man.
All right. Well, I think that's it for news, Spencer.
Oh, I will say one
Oh,
last
what's
thing,
up?
just wrestling wise. Shout out to Roman Reigns. We
Oh,
acknowledge our
yeah.
tribal chief being signed by Jordan Brand. No other wrestler has been signed by a shoe company, a notable shoe company. Shout out to Roman Reigns.
Now, is
You
he
know what I
going to put
mean?
out some wrestling shoes or?
Nah, I mean, honestly, I heard he's been signed for a while, so it's a little weird that he hasn't been wearing Jordan specific like shoes. He's been just wearing his boots with his emblem on it.
I was
But
gonna
he's
say,
always
is he
wearing.
gonna put out some boots?
If they smart, bro, if they put out some Roman
Yeah,
Reigns
he put out some
edition
boots.
threes? Them niggas, I'm grabbing those. Some Roman Reigns ones? Come
Yeah,
on,
I
dog.
do see him. I Google Roman Reigns. He do got some pictures of some different Jordans though. Like I see him with some threes on.
Yeah,
I see him with
he
some ones
rocks them.
on.
Like he wears them like, on his like promos and stuff. He'll
Oh,
rock them.
okay.
It's just in the ring he doesn't wear them. I'm like, bro, you gotta throw in some like special different 11s to win your
So
championship
would you buy
match.
some?
Oh yeah.
If you put
But
out
if
some
he
Jordan boots, you can
Oh, Jordan boots, no. But if they put out some Roman
buy.
Reigns ones, I'm grabbing those.
You just got to move to New York and then buy the boots.
Yeah, I'm not wearing no Roman Reigns boots, but yeah, shout out to Roman Reigns. Shout out to that guy.
Okay. So, as I'm sure you knew by the title, we talked about some news, but and that was within our comfort zone, but we also decided to step out of our comfort zone. We've done this before. Each of the gentlemen assigned a different gentleman something to watch outside of their comfort zone. And we've done it again. This time, we decided to do it with movies. So each of us were assigned a film to watch by another gentleman that was outside of our comfort zone. So we will go ahead and talk through how that experience went. So, who wants to go first?
All I know is it's the last time I'm doing this. So all I'm gonna say, I got one more good time in me.
No,
Yeah,
bro, we're keeping this
I'm gonna have
going,
me
man.
watching some BS.
Go
All
ahead,
right,
Jordan. It's not like
Jordan's
you got
going first. So
something on your chest.
I assigned Jordan his movie, and the movie that I gave to Jordan to watch that was outside of his comfort zone was Bessie. Bessie was a, I believe, 2015 film starring Queen Latifah. The reason I assigned this to Jordan is because he has said on the record that he's not really a biopic guy. And a biopic this was indeed.
And music.
And it was a movie about a musician. And it was a movie that took place in a time that was not great for us.
People started using the N-word with the hard R.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a very good movie. It's one of the movies where I was like, oh, Queen Latifah came here to act today. Queen Latifah in here acting. And so, yeah, it's a movie about Bessie Smith. I think her name was Bessie
Yeah,
Smith.
I didn't even
Yeah.
know who she was before this, but yeah, Bessie Smith.
But yeah, that's the thing. I figured you didn't know who she was, and she is a very important figure in music who kind of gets like pushed aside because that's what happens. And so, yeah, I knew this would be outside of Jordan's comfort zone. I knew this is a movie that he would not pick to watch. I knew this was a movie he had not seen.
It's a good choice.
And so that is the movie that Jordan had to watch. So Jordan, tell us what you think.
It's pretty highbrow for Jordan too. Like, you sound like a acting ass movie.
Brandon, have you ever seen this?
I haven't. I've heard good things. Like, isn't Monique in this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah. I think she got an Emmy nomination for this.
Yeah,
But yeah, I've heard of it.
she's Ma Rainey in it.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
So yeah, but I mean, before this, like I had never even heard who Bessie Smith was. Like I didn't know anything. This is definitely like a time period of music. Like I don't listen to. I think one of the oldest artists that I actually do listen to that a lot of people don't know is I'm a big Frank Sinatra fan. So like that's the oldest. Like I go back. But anytime before this, yeah, I don't really mess with. I will say that it was a good movie. I'm not a biopic person like at all. So like I didn't really care for it. I would say for the most part, like I didn't really care for it, but it was definitely like it's still a good movie. And it's almost like a pretty powerful movie as well. Just because you get to see how it was to be like in another time, like what those people went through, the difficulties they went through, women in general, just black people in general as well. There's a scene where Bessie basically goes to like an all white party, and she's there with what is his name? He's a super big artist. Everyone knows him. He at this time, I cannot remember his name.
It's a real person.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a real person. I wish I could remember who it was.
Trying to think the jazz, right? I'm trying to think.
Yes, yeah, so it was a jazz artist. Oh, Langston Hughes.
Okay.
So she meets like a young Langston Hughes, and he's telling her like she thinks she's about to go in there and just like blow the socks off these people. And he's trying to warn her, like, yo, these ain't the people like you're used to singing for. Like, these people do not care. So she's just like blowing them off. And then, like, so she starts singing, like, all the white people like looking at her, and she thinks she's really going off. And mind you, like, at this time too, she's singing about like some down south stuff, like some growing up rough type stuff. And these people just like looking at her. And then when she finishes, they just like looking at her, like, what'd you do that for? And so, like, it just kind of sucks. Like, she was doing her best, and then she ends up basically throwing water in like one of white dude's faces or something, and he just applauds her. He's like, I can't believe like you Negro. He's like, this is the Negro in the natural habitat. Like, that's some natural Negro stuff. So I was just like, dang, that's kind of crazy.
It's a hard movie to watch. Like, there's a brown paper bag situation in the movie.
They do the brown paper bag. So Bessie basically, she is, if you was in the beginning, they put the brown paper bag up to her face. And it's like, nah, you're too dark, so you don't get the role. And if people don't know what the brown paper bag is, that's, historical context. If you were darker than a brown paper bag, then you basically wasn't allowed to do kind of whatever it was that the situation was. And so she flipped it and was like, all right, you lighter than the brown paper bag, then you're not on my tour, basically. You're not with my group. And so, yeah, they use that a lot. Her husband, as soon as I saw this man, I knew he was going to be either a piece of shit because he always played the same part. And he actually, for a while, he wasn't bad at first, but then eventually he did. And I'm talking about Michael Kenneth Williams, rest in peace. We know him kind of from like a lot of other stuff. He plays the husband, and every single time I see him play something, he's always the bad guy. And they was making it work for a little bit, but then eventually he left her for another woman. But also she was like messing around with other women and other men. Mike Epps is in the movie. I was real surprised to see Mike Epps. And then Monique is in the movie too. And they had a kind of good relationship at first. But of course, like, sometimes people get too big for their own britches. And so Bessie tried to, basically leave her, split her. Overall, the movie's good. Also, I came and told Spencer, I was like, yo, I did not know Queen Latifah was going to be butt booty naked in this movie. Like, you see titties, like, you see all. And I literally had to pause the movie and Google that to see, does she really do that? Because I'm like, at this point in her career, there's no way she's doing it. I'm like, that's no way she did this. And so I Google and say, yes, there was multiple articles about her doing this. I was like, holy crap. I was like, I was not expecting to see that. But yeah, man, overall though, I did enjoy the movie. I would probably, if I had to rate it, probably give it like a 7, just because, I mean, this is not really, I would have never watched it on my own. But I can see where she set the foundation for like a lot of kind of artists following her. They mentioned Billie Holiday found like a lot of inspiration from Bessie. So yeah, I mean, I just like a lot of those the female artists at that time, I can kind of see where they could have got their inspiration from her. Also, she was kind of dripped out too. Like, oh, also another thing, bro, I could not imagine being black back then, having to wear a full three-piece suit on in the middle of the hot summer with no air conditioner in your house with a white shirt on. You know how brown your neck gonna be on that neck collar? I like, bro, I go take 5 showers, put on a white collar shirt, take it off. It's already brown. Like, bro, I've been in
Yeah,
here
like
10 seconds.
that shirt gonna be beige.
Yeah. Tan. Like,
That's
come on
one
now.
thing about that period. Like, everybody wore suits, no matter what. Like, if you was going to a grocery store, oh,
Yeah.
you gonna wear a
Yeah.
suit
A suit and a foot and a hat.
and a fedora.
But
Yeah,
yeah, like
fresh.
everybody, yeah,
Yeah,
fully dressed
I'm
at all
really
times.
stuff like that must have cost like 50 cents. Like, that
Yeah,
shirt was like 50 cents, them pants was like 50 cents. Like, it must have been super cheap to get suits because everybody had them.
and back then, they were all made of wool, so they were
Yeah,
all
bro, hottest.
hot.
He's in a
Yeah.
sweat. Yeah.
Yeah, that was, ooh, no, thank you.
Jordan, I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah,
That
I
was a
mean,
good
look at that.
choice.
Learning something new. Now I will say the Rotten Tomatoes, it got a 91%, which is pretty impressive. I'm gonna
It's
take
a
a
good
look at
movie.
all three of these all three of these movies. I'm gonna try to look at the Rotten Tomatoes. The tomato meter is a 91%, but the audience is a 68%.
Yeah, the tomato meter, like, it's a good movie. And again, it's kind of hard to watch because, it's pretty historically accurate as far as I understand. And
They had a scene where the KKK came, like the Klan came, and I was like, and like, so they're like heckling all Bessie inside this tent. And Bessie walks out, like kicks one of them dead in his face, kicks one of them.
Bessie didn't give a fuck.
I'm like,
Yeah.
yo, they, and I'm
Bessie
like
was about it.
the crowd was like, yo, Bessie, they're gonna get you. In my head, I'm like, bro, they about to lynch you. That's it. And the Klan straight up left. And I will say, when her train left, they was definitely shooting at her train. Them boys pulled up on her, like shooting the guns at her train as they was going, but
Because I think
that's
Bessie,
crazy.
she was big, black, loud, and like sexually free.
Yeah,
You can't be those things in the
it's facts.
20s and 30s.
Right.
And that's like she was she did not give a fuck. Like she was extra on purpose. Like she went out of her way to be extra. And it was like, oh, so you're not just grateful to be here? Like, yeah, she was she yeah, like I was like, yeah, that's the movie. We gonna
That's a
watch
good
it.
choice. I thought about the end, like I thought she was gonna die from like drugs or something, but no, she didn't. I don't think she died. Like, well, I know
I
she
saw
died,
it.
but like, I don't know how she
So
died.
I think she does. I think they do talk about how she dies in the movie. I feel like I don't remember what happened to her, but I know that it was a situation where she needed to be taken to the hospital, and either they refused to see her, or they were slow playing, or like they didn't get her there in time, or like I
So
know something happened to her in the
it
car. I can't
says
remember
she
if.
died. Yeah, it says she died from a car accident in Mississippi. It says her longtime companion, Richard Morgan, was driving and lost control when he did not see a truck on the side of a road. And Bessie suffered severe injuries and was thrown from the car. She died at the hospital.
Man. I saw what Queen Latifah said, yeah, she didn't know going into it, she didn't know who Bessie Smith was.
Yeah, and Bessie Smith didn't like she wasn't very old. She was maybe in her 40s.
Damn.
So,
Yeah,
like,
she was 43. She was 43 when she died.
yeah, so
Tragic.
she was not very old. So, yeah, well, I'm glad you liked it. I know it was a lot, but you know, that's the whole point of out of your comfort zone.
Facts.
Yeah, no,
Also,
I would have never watched it. You said what?
one thing I do love about biopics, you know, I love biopics. The fun thing about a biopic is like you said, Langston Hughes showed up. Like seeing another big time historical figure show up in the movie about a different person, like it's really fun to know, like, oh, okay, oh snap, they crossed paths with such and such. Like MLK's movie, he had a bunch of different cameos from random figures, obviously. So that's always interesting to find.
Yeah, and I think there were more important people. Like I think there was a white, because at the end of the movie there was a white guy who showed up and was like, hey, I want to sign you to my label. And like I feel like they almost like paused on what the label was that he had. And I feel like I was like, that must be something people must know. Like it was like must have been like a big label or something at that time.
Gotcha. It's crazy.
So yeah. Okay. Brandon, what movie did you have? Or let's talk about
Yeah.
Brandon's situation.
So yeah, I had Brandon and I was looking for a movie. Of course, I gave him an anime movie to start with. You know, I had to give him an anime movie.
Of
And there
course.
was a lot of good choices, but Brandon also was limited on what streaming services he had. So like I was going to, you know, recommend first the Demon Slayer movie and then like other more recent anime movies, but you know, he didn't have those streaming services, you know, broke nigga shit. But I had to go with one of the most classic and probably one of the most influential movies, not only in pop culture, but just like, you know, yeah, in pop culture, because there's so many references from so many other things that pull inspiration from it. So anytime you think of a steampunk world, this is the movie that people go back to. Kanye West made a whole music video about this movie, and I think this is one of the also I think this is one of the first anime movies to kind of have such beautiful colors, the music, and also the some of the iconic scenes and just the background in general. But the movie I had Brandon watch was Akira, and you know that's a big one. So, Brandon, I know you don't like anime. What did you think about Akira? And this is the and I had to when you watched it, this was actually the second time I watched it. I hadn't seen it since I was probably maybe 12, 13. So a lot of stuff I forgot. So I watched it. I rewatched it as you watched it. But yeah, what'd you think about Akira? And you almost messed up, but I'll let you mention how you almost messed up. Oh.
I gotta give this one a round of applause, gentlemen. I gotta admit, this shit was fire. Never thought I'd say that about an anime, but
We keep telling you.
it was, I think what it was, the 80s aesthetic. I will, and I've said, and I, it's weird, but I feel like low key, I've always had a like a fondness for old anime. Like this new shit, I don't like. But the old stuff, I rock with. 'Cause that's literally what I grew up on. I grew up like my brother would watch it late at night. I'd watch Gundam and that shit looked old. You know what I mean? I watched some of these other shows. So I was kind of in my head subconsciously liking older aesthetic and having an appreciation for the beauty of it. So when I turned this on, I was like, and then that first shot of like Japan or Tokyo, I was like, okay, all right. I was like, hold on. Like, am I liking this? I was like, hold on, let me give myself some time. It's gonna fail eventually. You know what I mean? It'll get on my nerves eventually. And yeah, man, like it was so good, bro. It was beautiful. The art, honestly, I was like, how the hell did they make this in 1988? You know what I'm saying? Just the art, the motorcycle, the action, the brutality,
Bro, it was
the,
brutal.
yeah, bro, like the storytelling, the voice acting was great. I did watch it in sub. I'll say that.
You mean dub?
Or you're right. In
So you watched
English?
it in English
You watched in
is
English.
So dub. Okay, my bad. I thought about sub or dub. That's why I got confused. Because I thought about doing sub, but I was like, it's anime. Who gives a fuck? But
You'd be surprised how many people give a fuck,
I
but
know, I know, I know. but yeah, man, it was amazing. Like it was just beautiful. Honestly, it was like the story. It was cool. It was cool. It got a little Dragon Ball Z-ish at the end, and I was just like, all right,
Oh
like
yeah.
what
They
do
were
we
using their
what?
powers and stuff.
Yeah, it was like you put on a cape. I was like, all right. Okay,
Yeah,
what are we doing here? Like, and then they start fighting in the air. I was like, okay, is this Super Saiyan? Like, what are we doing? But like when it was grounded, oh man, top tier stuff, top tier stuff. Yeah, it was just beautiful, bro. Like honestly, like,
now you saw the in the beginning when he does the motorcycle slide.
yeah.
There's probably 30 other. I found a whole montage of just people paying homage to that. Like just that more the most recent thing I could think of, like just off the top of my head, was during the movie that what's the Get Out director name again? What's his
Jordan
name
Peele.
again?
Oh,
Jordan
Jordan
Peele.
Peele, yeah.
So in the movie Look Up, is it not Look Up? What's the one with the alien?
Nope.
Nope. Yeah, so in
Yeah.
Nope. She does that same slide with the motorcycle. Like
Okay.
there's so many different references to that motorcycle. And also like I said earlier, like anytime you see a cyberpunk world, they often draw inspiration from Akira.
And I will say this, I do love that aesthetic, like a very like busy, almost trashy looking, you know, abandoned almost looking city, aesthetic. I love that. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what it started with. And bro, I was just amazed by the art, bro. It was just like, God, dog, how the hell did they pull this off? You know what I mean? In 2D animation, you know what I'm saying? And it was just, yeah, it just gave appreciation for like artists, basically. Like, you know, today it's kind of like, all right, they throw some 3D characters together. It's like, all right, cool. You did it with a computer. Ooh, whatever. But that movie was like, golly. Like even the lasers they would shoot at the end, or like when they would shoot a gun, or they would shoot a laser, or the dude's powers, it was just like, how the hell did they pull this off? You know what I mean?
Yeah, the movie, dude, that movie was brutal too. Like, blood was everywhere. Like,
Bro, yeah,
them boys
bro.
getting murked.
I was like, damn, the way the gangs was fighting, it was just
Bro,
pipe
they're going
right to
like
the forehead.
60. They always say they're going 60 miles per hour, pipe right to the forehead. Ow.
Yeah. I was like, God, when he punched that girl, he was like, shut up.
Yeah.
Boom, right in her eye. I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah,
Now,
bro.
Brandon, so now after this, you should go back and watch Kanye West's Stronger video. You'll
That
see
makes sense.
every single thing from there.
Okay.
I mean, because yeah, like when that motorcycle slide is everywhere. Like in my head, I see Wolverine doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like with his claws. To yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. From the Wolverine movie, not the Wolverine
The first
Origins.
one, yeah.
Yeah, he did it
That's what I'm
there.
saying. Yeah, like it's all over the place.
Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, yeah, I could definitely see how this was a game changer. I could definitely see it. You know what I mean? It was just, and like, even at the end, like with all the craziness was going on, it was just like, man, still, it was just amazing to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, top tier stuff, man. I like if you send me some 80s anime, I'll rock with it. Or some early 90s, I'll rock with it. I'll give it a chance.
Brandon,
It's funny.
I will say I am, if there hadn't been a streaming service issue, I knew in my heart Jordan was going to give you Jujutsu Kaisen. I knew it in
Oh,
my
I
heart.
was. Oh, I was.
Yeah.
I was expecting the most re like one of them types. And
Yeah.
I would have
Like
hated every minute of
I
it.
just knew that was what it was going to be, but
No, I definitely was, but Brandon didn't have those streaming services. I'm
because
looking at just
I didn't know if Jujutsu Kaisen was on Hulu.
it's on no, it's I think it's only on Crunchyroll right now. Or Max. I think it's on Max as well. And Brandon
Max
said
is
he
the
didn't
only
have
one I
Max.
don't have, by the way. Nick, you're calling me
Yeah.
broke. It's the only one I don't have, but all right.
It's funny, I literally Googled Akira Motorcycle Homage, and they literally got Star Wars on here. They got Pokemon. They have somebody just riding a bike. They got what's the one? What's the one Cartoon Network? Jake Finn. What's that cartoon? Adventure
Oh,
Time.
Adventure Time.
Yeah, they got the Adventure Time. They got the Wolverine. They got the Nope. So it's like that literally is everywhere.
Apparently, let me double check this. We know everything has animation has to be done in live action. Apparently, Taika
Yeah, you're right,
Waititi
Brandon.
is working on an Akira live action movie.
We don't need
Oh,
it.
good. Well, Brandon texted me. It was like, yo, am I watching the one from 2016? I'm like, what 2016? I forgot. You know, this one got whitewashed. Ain't this one with Scarlett Johansson?
I don't.
I thought she was in Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, that was Ghost in the Shell.
I
Okay.
think this
Oh.
was a Bollywood movie, I believe. I may be wrong on
Oh
that,
yeah,
but
it looks like it. It looks like I
yeah.
had to Google it as I was talking. Yeah, this is a
That's
Bollywood
why
movie.
I was like, oh yeah, this is it. I thought you were gonna send me some Bollywood. You know what I mean? I know you be dipping in the
Yeah,
Bollywood world. Bro, I literally almost threw this on earlier today. I was like, you know what? Let me just ask. And this nigga was like, no, the 80s one. I'm like, well, thank God I asked. This needed to specify or not, just a cure.
I'll be honest, if you watch, which I will say I hate bad CGI, but when I watch Bollywood movies, I enjoy bad CGI. So I was like, I know the CGI in Akira, this Bollywood movie is gonna be terrible.
Bro, I knew when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is gonna be ass.
Actually,
I knew when I saw it,
I
I was
do
like,
think if we do this again, I know what movies. Now we're talking Bollywood. I know what movie I would recommend the next person.
yeah, it makes sense. But yeah, Kira, if I had to rate it, nine and a half. Yeah, it would be a 10 if the whole Dragon Ball Z section didn't happen. But yeah, it was top tier.
And it's funny because it actually takes place in 2019. That's funny.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, though, wise, it's at a 91% for the audience, at a 90%. I mean, 90% for audience, 91% for the critics.
Makes sense.
That does make sense.
Spencer, have you seen this?
Yeah, I was talking about that. Spencer, you ever seen Akira?
It's been a long time. Like, Probably, like, I saw it probably around the same time Jordan did. I may have been like 11. So yeah, I saw it early and haven't seen it since.
Gotcha.
Because I remember watching it at my cousin Jason's house. He had like all of the GT, he had all of GT on
VHS's.
VHS. Like, he, like, you know, if you lined them all up, it would be like a picture. Like, he had like all of them. And so I remember watching it around that same time.
Gotcha.
So,
Yeah.
yeah,
I will
I
say,
very vaguely remember it, but I probably need to watch it.
I gotta look at the voice cast. One of the voices I swear I recognize, but I didn't know.
One dude was Power Rangers. Well, hold on. Actually, I don't know if that's when I looked it up. I did cast, and Johnny Young Bosch. He's big in anime world as far as voice acting, but he was Adam, the Black Ranger.
Oh, he's done a lot of Power Rangers.
Like, he's one of the greatest Power Rangers ever. But and
Oh, he's
then,
from Digimon. That's where I know him from too. Yeah, he does the
I
voice.
didn't
Okay.
know, but people was like, "Oh yeah, he's done some of the most iconic anime characters too." I'm like, "Wait, what? I
Yeah,
didn't
he
know
does
that."
oh boy from Bleach. The main dude from Bleach. I don't know
Ichigo?
why I Bleach. Yeah, Ichigo. He does Ichigo's voice.
Okay.
Yeah. He made a lot of money with the anime. Yeah.
I was like, I swear I know his voice. Okay, that for me, he's if I remember right, I believe he's Matt from Digimon. I think that's who his
That
voice
sounds right.
is. But okay, and then Joshua Seth, that sounds familiar too. Oh, Joshua Seth is also a Digimon person. He does a voice for Tai in Digimon. So he's the main character in that one. So yeah, I was like, man, I know these voices somewhere.
Yeah. Did Johnny Young play? Watch play. What do you play?
And what?
In Akira.
He is
Oh, is it the bad guy? Not the bad guy or the yeah. Okay. That makes sense. That
So,
makes sense.
Spencer.
All right. Spencer's turn. I'll be honest. I struggle with this. Because me and Spencer overlap in so many different ways, it was tough to find a movie that was out of his comfort zone, to be honest. It's I think if we would have had shows, I had plenty to work with. But movies are a little tougher. Because there's some movies that I think would be out of his comfort zone that I just haven't watched. There was some medieval stuff I was like, I could probably rock with, or but nothing top tier enough. So I decided, you know what? Let's just go musical. Let's just go with something I saw recently. I don't think Spencer would see it if he didn't, if I didn't put this on his plate. You know what I mean? So I decided to go with Wonka.
Man, he got, to be honest, I feel like Spencer got it easy. I'm gonna be honest.
Thanks. I'm
Probably
not
did.
sure. I'm not sure what to do with that.
Right, yeah. He
But
got off easy. Like, if we
don't
would
know
have
what that
did
means.
series, I would have thrown Game of Thrones off top. Like, I would have did Game of Thrones easy,
Game
but
of Thrones isn't out of my comfort zone. I just haven't
yeah, you should
watched
have
it.
made him watch like a sports like a sports documentary movie or something. This dude
That's
got
not really
Wonka,
out of
bro.
his. Like, you got that's the thing about Spencer. He plays like he doesn't know stuff, but then when you ask him, he knows it just as well as you know it. So that's why. Like, it's like he does this all the time. He's like, no, I don't really keep up wrestling. And then when we talk about wrestling, he's like, oh yeah, Chad Gable. He does that move, and he does that. He does, you know what I mean? And then
Oh,
you'd
God.
be like, yeah, you'd be like, I don't know sports, and you'd be like, all right, what's James Harden's shooting percentage? You'd be like, I think it's 39.5 or something like that. We'd be like, how the hell you know that? So I think sports would have been the obvious, but he would have ate that right up. You know what I'm saying? So it's tough. But yeah, I thought Wonka was a good fit just because Timothée Chalamet was a little, it kind of went under the radar a little bit too. So,
It's like a, right at, wasn't that right at the end of the year, Wonka? Might have been top
maybe.
of the year.
I will say,
No, December 15th. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I will say I would not have watched this had it not been recommended.
Exactly. I had a feeling. I was like, he wouldn't watch this otherwise.
I have seen the other two, and I'm painfully aware of some of the history regarding the Oompa Loompas, but I reference one of the songs in Willy Wonka all the time, but that's whenever I'm playing Super Smash Brothers and being, terrible and like doing suicide missions. But also anytime Timotei would do any magic, I'd be like, Lisan al Gaib, because
Dune
I just saw that.
reference during
For those who don't know.
Mr. Dune.
Yeah, like he'd do some magic shit. Lisan al Gaib,
He's like,
as written.
yeah.
But it was fine. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It just kind of exists.
No.
I mean, I knew what I was walking into. I knew it was going to be like a nonsensical musical. I didn't expect the I guess all of the capitalism slander kinda. It was a very indirect anti-capitalist movie, even though we see that Wonka was the beneficiary of, pillaging and being successful behind it. Like, we see him engage in capitalism. Like, we see him talk about how he acquired all of these special ingredients and is doing nothing, and it basically stole them. Like, that's what he did, because he says he just, like, he has only the best ingredients. But yeah, like, he doesn't pay for them, he just goes and gets them and then, makes all the money with his chocolate. Him not being able to read was interesting. I will say this movie reminded me, as far as concept, this movie reminded me of The Great and Powerful Oz that James Franco was in. So
I remember that.
taking, yeah, like taking a property that we already know and a character in it and going prequel. Because that's what this did. Like, this we know that, I think the book is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but we know that the Willy Wonka story is based on a book, and then they said, okay, we're gonna take that guy and explore like his before time. And that's what they did with the James Franco Wizard of Oz movie. We see him, like, how he got where he is. But we can check the Black British Villain box. I had to set aside what I know about Willy Wonka, and again, how the Oompa Loompas were originally like African pygmies that were stolen from their land and enslaved in the book.
You can't think
And
about that stuff. Since you gotta
that's what I
enjoy
said. I had to say,
the
I had to set that aside.
movie.
I always love seeing Olivia Colman, and her dude, I want to say he's the voice of Daddy Pig in Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
Like, he sounded like Daddy Pig. I don't know if that was him, but he absolutely sounded like him.
I could see it. He was really good.
Yeah, like, I
Bleacher,
enjoyed him
yeah,
in the
Tom
movie.
Davis.
But yeah, the fact that the little black girl was essentially
Noodle.
yeah, Noodle, she was her being there, like, reminded me, like, oh yeah, there's some awful shit that happens at the expense of, certain people. But, whatever, that's fine. Yeah, they had the black people as the cops and as the main capitalist. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool, that's fine. Black people, the police, and the villain. All right, that's okay.
Again,
But
Keegan, he been on her grinding, he and everything.
oh yeah,
he is. His
He's
character is
working.
great in this.
He was fun in that. Yeah, like
Yeah.
I enjoyed him in that. But yeah, I was spending a lot of the movie trying to put shit aside. But like I said, it was fun. Like it was a musical. It was a good little time.
Fire
But
soundtrack.
I was wondering when they were gonna do World of Pure Imagination, because like they kept like referencing it, but I was like, okay, come on.
Yeah, and that's what I liked about it is that background music, the score touched on it, and then finally built to the end where he sings it. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Now, did when Noodle saw her mom, did it get you at all? Did you
No,
feel it?
I
Ah, oh,
didn't.
Spencer, God damn it. All right.
I thought I would, but like it didn't, because I mean, I knew that was gonna happen.
I mean, yeah, you know
So
it's gonna happen. Doesn't mean that it didn't shouldn't emotionally affect you. Come on,
yeah, sorry.
man.
It
Speaking of
didn't.
emotional affecting, after we finish this, I gotta ask y'all a question about some emotional stuff. But it's about a show.
Okay.
As far as Wonka though, like when I saw the trailer in theaters, I was like, oh, this is gonna be fire. And even when I saw the trailer, I didn't realize it was a musical. And I haven't even finished the movie yet. I'm about 3/4 done with the movie. My kids, of course, like they got more time than I do, so they just continue to watch it as I stepped away. So yeah, I haven't even finished it yet. So, but I was enjoying what I was watching.
I
Yeah,
thought it
like
was fire.
I thought it was fine. Like it was all right, but I wasn't impressed by it.
Nah, it was good. It's the best Willy Wonka movie I've seen. I don't even like Willy. I don't even like the franchise, really.
I didn't care for the other one, and I didn't even see the oldest. The 19 was it 1970 something something.
70
Yeah, I
something, yeah.
think that is
That
seen a weird one.
might be true. Like, I mean, it's a different movie. Like, just
Yeah.
like The Wizard of Oz and the one that James Franco in, they're very different movies.
Yeah,
So,
sure.
like, I wouldn't compare this movie to those because they weren't a remake and they weren't really based on the book. They were like a set aside prequel. So, I mean, I think the only thing you could compare is like each actor's portrayal of Wonka. And I enjoyed Timothée more than Johnny Depp.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Gene Wilder's was probably the best one. I don't
Now,
know.
they're going to do this again. Y'all know they're about to do this again, very similarly with Wicked. There's the one to come out later this year.
Like I did hear about that because Wicked's been on stage forever.
Right. So now they're about to do the movie, and it's going to be a musical, and Ariana Grande is in it.
Honestly, they should have just gotten the people that did the theater show to do it because they're so good. Yeah, like theater and stage actors are so good.
Gotta sell them tickets.
Yeah, but anyway, I mean Ariana, she'll do a great job, but whatever. Ariana and honestly, Jade should be in it too from Victorious. Like those two, oh God, those two are so good.
They kill it. Yeah, Olivia Colman, hilarious. Miss Scrubbit. Yeah, the villain was good. The villain song was good when he was talking about giving him the what was it?
The villain song was good.
Give him that. The gradual chief of police gradually getting fatter and
Yeah,
fatter
like
and
him
fatter.
getting heavier and heavier
Bro.
to the point where he couldn't get out of the car.
Yeah, Cam, my daughter was dying at that part.
Yeah, like Keegan-Michael Key did a good job there.
Yeah, he did. Really did.
Now,
Oompa Loompa was good as well. Yeah.
would y'all try the chocolate? Like any of them?
No, that's way too diverse of chocolate. He had all kind of random stuff in this chocolate.
Yeah, like I like my chocolate to just be chocolate.
Thank
It's just
you.
like my chocolate with sugar. I'm good with
Like
flying and
like a
floating.
solid candy bar. My man
Like
was
my,
doing.
I like as far as Hershey's, regular.
Yeah, exactly.
M&M's, regular.
Regular, same. I'm the same way, bro.
I don't need that extra.
My man was adding drops of holy water and like all he was doing, you know,
Yeah,
the
chemical
most.
X.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
like
like, what
just
are
some of
we?
everything. Because, yeah, like, wasn't Yeti sweat or
Yeah,
something?
that's what I
Like,
mean. Like,
where do you even get that?
I know.
From, like,
I did love, and I love just anything where like he kind of have inventors where they just throw in any kind of random stuff. Because when he opened his little briefcase, and he was like, "Well, how can you make chocolate here?" And he's like, "Oh, I got it on me." He opened
yeah.
his briefcase and just started making chocolate. That was really cool.
But again, like, it just took me back to the fact that he pillaged resources from
I mean, but true,
wherever
but he
he
had to
wanted.
face the consequences. It wasn't like a movie where he pillages and we don't address him, his consequences. He had to face the consequences. My man,
Okay,
Oompa
yeah.
Loompa
Yeah,
pulled
that
up on him.
Oompa Loompa. Yeah, that Oompa Loompa was like, nah, I'm gonna get what's mine.
Yeah, we gotta catch a fade for this, bro. Like, I can't go back home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah. And yeah, like, he had to milk a giraffe.
Yeah, that was funny. That was a good song in there too. But yeah, I thought Timothy better singer than I thought. I wasn't expecting like at least solid vocals. You know what I mean? If
Yeah.
you wouldn't have told me it was Timothy, I'd have been like, "This is solid."
I figured it was like a Zac Efron situation. Like, you know, like, he'll be all right, but
Yeah.
he ain't about to blow nobody away or anything.
True.
But
I
yeah,
don't know if
like,
Zach sang actually.
okay.
I
I
have no
assumed he did.
clue, but I want to say it's somebody else. This might be somebody else. It sounded like Timothy, but honestly, I don't know Timothy's
I think it
catalog well
sounded like
enough.
him.
Yeah, it
It did.
did.
It sounded like him to me, so I would assume
Yeah.
that was him. But like, I don't know.
That's true.
I'm thinking, why would you cast somebody in a musical that wouldn't sing their own parts? But
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That's a
I mean,
fact.
nowadays anyway, like, there was
Yeah.
a time when you didn't, because, you know, the people who were doing the singing, didn't nobody know them. But now that, you know, a lot of people have to have both, you might as well get somebody with both. And there are way too many very talented stage actors who could do all the parts that need some attention.
Right.
Like, there was a show, I don't know if it's still on, but Girls Five Eva, and, you know, Sarah Bareilles is in that show.
Oh, yeah, one of my
And
favorites.
so is one of the women from Hamilton is in that show. And yeah, I was like, good, because she can do everything. And they'd be letting her go. And I'm like, yes.
I do like that, like, they're doing more of a, because like Timothy's, I like a great singer, but it's also way more relatable if a reg not a regular person, he's not a regular, but you know what I mean? A
Yeah, somebody
non-professional
who's
like
not
that
a
sings.
singer, right, as a
Yeah.
profession.
Yeah. Like if they sing the song, I'm like, oh, okay. Like I feel like I'm part of this. Where if they start riffing and shit, I'm like, well, I can't join you in on that one. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, and if The Rock was able to do You're Welcome, then
Exactly. That's why people, one
I'll...
of the reasons people love it so much, you know.
So I was looking at the scores. The critic score for that one is an 82, and then the audience is a 91. So it looks like we all basically recommended like really good movies.
That's really good, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
We'll bomb a movie in a hot second.
Yeah, for real. Okay. Oh, anything else on Wonka before I ask y'all this?
Man, go.
I
People
mean,
out
yeah,
there,
like
go
a
listen to Pure Imagination. It's amazing, and it will be stuck in your head for a week.
yeah, like that's the song. I was like, when are we doing it?
Yeah. Come with me.
Okay. Hey, I know we all got kids, so let me ask y'all this. Well, two questions. The first one is how tapped in, I know we talked about it before, how tapped in are we on Bluey right now?
I am not, I'm a season behind. I watched a few episodes of the newest season, but not enough.
Okay. Spencer?
I need to try again, but I think that my son was too young to enjoy Bluey. Like, Bluey was just kind of on.
Yeah.
But I think now that he's older, we might try Bluey again. But I don't know if he could understand Bluey the way that I'd want him to yet.
Also,
Oh, bro,
do
Bluey ain't for
boys
you.
like Bluey?
I think everyone
I
likes
mean,
Bluey.
yeah, I think, bro, I think everybody like Bluey. Bluey is
I
not for
mean,
kids, I'm gonna be honest with you.
I mean, for us, obviously. I just don't know any little boys being
Oh,
like,
like little
yo,
boys.
the new
I mean, I
latest.
don't, yeah, I don't know any
You know what I
little
mean?
boys in
Like, we don't
general.
know. Spencer would know, but like, the newest episode of Bluey, like, they're talking about Paw Patrol. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
He likes
All
Paw
of those.
Patrol, he likes dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm trying to like we're watching Number Blocks right now.
Oh yeah, my kids aren't really, they wouldn't really mess with number blocks like that.
Yeah, like I'm trying to if I'm in the room with him, like I'm trying to get something that's at least semi-educational rather than just like random nonsense, because we were doing Rusty's Dinos for a minute because I was like, it's the same art style as Paw Patrol, but it's not quite Paw Patrol.
We
But
did
okay. We're trying to get away from Paw Patrol just because it's my wife has issues with it.
I've heard people say that, but no one ever goes in detail. Is this because they're police? I've heard other, not even like
Yeah,
many,
like
many people.
I think it's a few things. I don't really have an issue with it. I think that my wife's issues are that it's too much like sensory overload, or it's stimulation, that's the word. It's too stimulating. She doesn't like that the black lady is helpless and is always like calling on the Paw Patrol to like fix problems. And then the mayor, she doesn't, the other mayor, like the evil mayor, he makes her uncomfortable. She doesn't like him. He's
Hilarious.
just
That's
yeah.
funny.
So she's got some issues with it, but I'm like, it's bullshit kids TV. Like, it's not supposed to make sense. It's and like I we're not supposed to be taking things away from it.
You're right.
But
That's funny.
she's like, because I don't hate it, but also I'm good if he doesn't watch it.
Yeah, I was never a Paw Patrol person. Listen, I didn't think it was that great in general, but
Yeah, I
I
agree.
will say,
I've heard that there are bad things about Peppa Pig, but Peppa Pig is funny.
Bro, I'm telling you, the funniest episode of Peppa Pig is that whistling episode, bro.
Yes, it's so funny.
That is hilarious.
Yeah,
That
I've
is so
seen
funny.
many. Some dads I follow, like they post dad stuff or like parenting stuff, and all of them be like, do not let your kids watch Peppa Pig. I'm like, we didn't really can watch it a little bit, but not very long. So I never really
Yep.
got to dig into like any of
We
the why.
watched her for we rewatched for sure. It's just Peppa Pig, bro. She bad. She don't
Yeah.
listen. They be jumping in
Yeah,
muddy
like
puddles and stuff. She just don't listen.
yeah. The muddy puddles were like that's an issue. Like I don't want
Yeah, for
to
real.
encourage that behavior. But yeah, like they'd be clowning the dad.
Okay. Oh, let me get back. Oh, I almost forgot what I said. All right. The reason I asked this. Oh, my second question was, when was the last time y'all watched something that made y'all cry? Like legit cry. When was the last
I
time y'all
still
watched something?
haven't.
Still haven't? Okay.
Man, I'm very easy cry. I cried. I damn near cried in Wonka.
Okay.
When the black girl saw her black mom come out the library that they talked about, bruh, almost got me.
So there are a
That's
couple of
fair.
times I've thought about crying, but like I've nothing has brought me to tears yet.
Yeah.
Man, when I tell y'all, so they just released the most recent episode of Bluey. And for all my parents out there, they and y'all tapped in, I know y'all was crying. So normally Bluey is about 9 minutes an episode. The latest Bluey episode before they almost go on like a hiatus, and this rumor might be one more episode dropping, but a speculation. But the newest episode came out on Sunday and it's 33 minutes long, no, 28 minutes long, something like that. Man, when I tell you I watched this episode, when I tell you I could not stop crying, like when I tell you, like, I could not stop crying. Like, I was literally watching it. My kids have no idea what's even really going on in the episode. But basically, like, the episode is like them dealing with they're moving to a new house. The dad got a new job in the whole new city. So, like, they have to sell the house and move. And they're basically like going through the memories of like all the things in the house. And the kids are like, we don't want to move. We don't want to move. And so, like, at the end, he basically gets a phone call. They're not going to sell the house anymore. And he decides he's not going to take that job and he's going to stay in the house because his family loves the house so much. Bro, when I just tell you, I started thinking about like the sacrifice he had to make. Bro, when I tell you I was crying, like I was trying to explain to my kid, and then my wife comes in. She's like, "Why are you crying?" I start trying to explain to her like what just happened in the episode. Bro, I can't stop crying. The tears are literally coming down. I was crying so hard. My wife looked at me. My wife started crying because I was crying. I was like, "Yo, this episode was crazy good." And it's like, if you literally Google Bluey the sign, the first articles you're gonna see from every single where is parents can't stop crying. Bro,
Yeah.
Bluey is not. I think Bluey. I honestly gotta say, Bluey is top three cartoons for kids all time. I don't care. You
Oh.
can put up against any other show.
If
Top
you
three.
said one, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be
Yeah.
mad at all.
Bro,
Like,
if you've been like tapped in with Bluey throughout all the seasons and all the
yeah.
episodes, the episode that came out before the latest episode, we saw at the end of the episode that they're selling the house. And you're like, oh shoot, what are they selling the house?
Yeah.
And then this one dropped, and then you find out why they're selling the house, and then you see the emotional attachment that Bluey and Bingo both have to the house. Bro, Bingo is like, I'll say, I think Bingo is like 4 years old, and my youngest daughter is 4 year old. So like Bingo's like, don't know what's going on. They're like, yeah, we're selling the house. Bluey's like, we're selling the house. Bingo's like, oh yeah, that's cool. We're selling the house. So then when they start, she's like coloring, right? And then so she turns around, grabs a crayon, turn back around, and the table's gone. She's like, yo, what happened to my table? And the mom's like, we're selling the house, remember? She's like, yeah, I thought we were selling the house, but we still gonna live in it. And she's like, no, like we're getting a new house. And she's like, what? And then she starts crying. I'm like, bro, I was like, oh my God, bro, I cannot deal with this. I was like,
Bro,
I cannot deal with this.
to me, that's the best part about Bluey is like the writing understands it's almost always from a parent's perspective. Like
Oh,
it's
yeah.
always from like you like there'll be inside jokes the parents will get, or they'll get the parent of Bluey or the dad or somebody will get frustrated. And you'd be like, bro, I've literally dealt with that yesterday. But then they also, to me, other shows be trying to like write for kids and they never get it right. They never get the reaction of a kid right. Whereas in that instance, that's exactly what a kid would do. A kid would be like,
Yeah.
okay, yeah, like we're selling a house. I don't really, okay, whatever. Like, you know, and they, but it every episode they write it perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just like, how the hell did y'all
Bro.
study kid? Like, everybody that writes that gotta have a kid. Cause
Oh,
it's
yeah, I agree. Because it's like, yeah, the situation they be in, it'd be like, yo, this is some real life stuff.
like, yeah, bro.
Like,
Like,
this is real life.
bro, I'll never forget. I remember crying at one episode when it was about, what's the mom's name?
Chili. Chili, yeah.
Chili. Yeah. Chili. See, this is Spencer does this again. But Chili, it was about, I forgot, she was talking to Bluey about something, but she was basically like also talking about her mom. Basically
Oh,
talking about,
the art episode.
yeah, she was talking about how like her mom passed away, but she was just talking about how
Oh,
great she
yeah.
was. Bruh, I was done. Cam looking back at me like, what the hell is going on? I'm like,
Yeah.
bro,
It was
this
the episode
is
that wasn't she her mom's like the horse and her drawing and all that.
just,
Yeah.
She was like, man, she was a great woman. She was like, she was. And I was just like, oh, I'm done. I was done.
Yeah, man. It
Yeah,
like
bro.
it had me laughing too. Like I remember one episode, the dad like was pretending to eat. He was they basically had like a dinner date. But they was like trying to get the both parents to like be like they first met, first date type thing. And so the kids like made some random food for
Oh
them.
God, yeah,
Oh,
that was
yeah, I remember that.
terrible. And then
I
he ate it. Then
remember
at the end, you just see him like walk out, he just go, and then like, bro, I
that.
busted out laughing because like I know that was nasty.
Yeah.
But he did it for
But
his
he did the
kids.
sacrifice.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Because
saying. Like,
yeah,
bro,
the
that
kids
is
were about to start
crazy.
crying. It's like, you don't want our food.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro,
Bro, I was cracking up.
I remember the episode where the fort, when they built the, he was like, they was like, can we make a fort? And he
Oh
was like,
yeah.
yeah, you can make a fort, whatever. I don't, who cares? I'm trying to watch the game.
That
Yeah, they built this sophisticated ass fort. And
was like a
he was trying,
mansion.
yeah, bro. He was trying to find his stuff. He like, what a fort. She was like, go down that way and make a left. And he was like, all right. And then he goes down. And
He's like,
bro,
you know
I
what? Forget
know
this.
how that
I'm gonna just
feels.
stand up.
Yeah, bro. You'd be like, Cam would be like, Hey, can I make a fort? I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then I end up meeting something on the other side of the room. And then I'm like, fuck. Like, damn, I gotta either tear this whole thing down or figure out a way through her little small ass fort to get to the other side. So yeah, bro. It'd be little stuff like that. Like, especially with like discipline. He'll be trying to be disciplined, like he'll be trying to be hard about something. And then they'll like twist it around on him and he'd be like, well, and have to just do a dad saying or something. I'll be like, I know how that feels. I know how that feels.
Yeah, man. So, but I definitely, if I was like, if you're tapped in on Bluey, watch the last two episodes. I can't remember what the second to the last one was called, but the last one was called The Sign. I mean, they're both basically like a continuation of each other. Man, I hadn't cried that hard at a show probably since Avengers Endgame when Tony Stark died. Like it'd have been a good little while for me. Like, bro, I you might
Avengers
catch
and Blue.
winter coming down. Yeah, you I know that's a crazy combo. You might catch winter coming down, but not where I'm just like, yo, I can't stop crying right now.
I can just see you laughing and crying and trying to explain why.
Bro, I was my kids have no idea what is going on. It's like, yeah, my oldest was like, yeah, there's something in the house. Like, so what? And it's like it's more stuff that happens throughout the episode too, like dealing with pregnancy and stuff. But like just seeing that, like he basically like made that sacrifice. He's like, I'm not gonna move cities. My family really loves this house, and you know we could try to put the house back in the market, but I'm gonna not take the job. And he was like, the job is gonna pay more money. He's like, I'm gonna be able to make more money, and you guys will be able to have more things for you to do. I'm just like, yo, that's what I'll be trying to do. I'm trying to get better so they can have more stuff. I'm like, bro, this is, I should not be feeling this way.
Nah, they, as I'm saying, they write it to a way to like, that's every dad, every man, every dad is thought that way. Like, ever had to make a tough ass decision that had to make a sacrifice.
Oh,
So.
the second to last episode is called Ghost Basket, and then the last one is called The Sign, and then there's supposed to be a rumor coming the 21st. One more episode is going to drop, so
Jordan got that. Jordan got alerts. That new Bluey drop.
bro, I'm tapped in. I'm bro, I'm tapped in.
I'm gonna watch this
So.
weekend. I'm gonna make me and Ken watch it.
Bro, after you watch those two episodes, bro, text me. You gotta
Yeah,
text me.
because we usually watch in the morning while I'm doing our hair, and low key, I'll be having to like, hold on, let me rewind it back. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'll definitely let you know. She's gonna clown me if I do cry, but.
So, yeah, man, that's it. That's everything I got. We got anything else?
It. Definitely let
I
us
think
know if
that's
y'all
it.
want to keep doing this or if y'all want to see another, show version or music or whatever.
Or
We
if
have
you want
plenty
us
of
to
stuff we could
review,
do.
or if you want to review every episode of Bluey, we could do
Oh, sure.
that
Sure.
every episode.
That'd be
I say
crazy.
we need a separate podcast for
Yeah, exactly.
that. One dedicated just to Bluey. That's wild.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure there are podcasts for
oh,
that,
I'm sure.
but yeah.
Because again, parents like it more than some kids often.
Yeah, thanks.
So, all right. Well, we're never duplicated.
Always appreciate it.
And forever melanated.